This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here today with Stephen Gray. How are you, Stephen?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, Nath.
I'm very well, thank you. So today we're going to be discussing the progress tracker, which is the way we track our clients' progress and is a key part of the Real You transformation process. So Stephen, could you just talk to me a little bit about the background behind why we do the progress tracker?
Well, like you said, the progress tracker is probably the key way that we actually track our DBCC clients' physical changes. So it's something that happens every, well, it differs for different people depending on how often frequently they would like them, what's best for them, but between 1 to 3 weeks. Basically, it's a time where they're able to meet one-to-one with one of DBCC transformation experts, but they go through using what we have is a body analysis machine. It's a 5,000 pound machine which allows us to literally see every single detail about that client's body composition. So body fat, the amount of muscle tone they have, the amount of fat mass, even down to the amount of water they've got. So it really allows us to see in great detail how that client's progressing, how they're progressing towards their goals, and also if there needs to be any sort of adaptations or changes.
Okay, and what else would be included, or what else would the progress tracker involve? I mean, we give nutrition advice?
Yes, so we've actually developed our own proprietary software, which is called the Focus Habit Software, DBCC Focus Habit Software, which basically means it takes the guessing work out of making a physical transformation. So rather than different people giving different advice, or you know, it being a little bit wishy-washy as it has been, it is when someone gives you advice about nutrition, we've distilled all of the latest scientific information about nutrition, what's the best for body composition change, but doing it healthily, so losing body fat and increasing muscle tone at the same time. We've distilled that into, made it into an app, which we use the DBCC and the progress trackers. It's the only time that anyone's able to use it. It's proprietary, it's trademarked, no one else is actually able to use it, but it basically runs through a whole host of different diagnostic tests or questions, and we'll basically find out what is the most important thing for you to focus on, and make sure focus on as a habit to continue progress, to make that progress towards your goals. So it really allows us to be very, very specific about what the best thing is for you, and it's all done in this app, so it takes the guessing work out of it, and it's been proven since we put it in place, I think about 8 months ago now, it's been very, very effective. Client results have been improved for sure, but yeah.
Yeah, client results definitely improved, and that's taken a big step away from what we were doing before, where there was no progress, there was no Focus Habit software, and it was more down to the transformation expert at the time giving their advice, which could kind of lead sometimes to kind of inconsistencies, would you say?
Yeah, because it's very hard. There's a lot of new information out all the time, so it's very hard to make sure that everything is up to speed, but by just having this app now where all of this knowledge is combined, we're able to put you know, lots of years of education into this software. And so therefore it's the same for, we have these clients in Northampton, Milton Keynes and Bedford. Everyone's getting the same high level quality of advice as they would do, as if it was done by the same person. So the best knowledge there is contained in that app, and it's always continuously being updated and improved. So yeah, and that combined with the body analysis machine is vital. We actually have another part to the whole process, which is our online app, so that you can see your progress in a graph format, because it's good to be able to, numbers are very, very important. The one thing you find that very, very important, you have to have metrics to track. And we've really kind of put that into place with this other app that allows you to actually see your progress ongoing. So it gives you motivation, it allows you to see how you're getting on. And a lot of clients have told us that they like to show their partner or children or what have you, and show the progress they're making. Because the key, and that's why it's called the progress tracker, is to continuously be looking at your progress. A lot of people are very good at looking what they haven't achieved, what they still have to achieve, and they forget about the progress they're making. So with the progress tracker, what we're always trying to do is kind of direct your attention to the progress you're making. And it's done in a structured and a very structured process way, which allows us to actually, interestingly enough, individualise that tailored advice and make it appropriate for you.
And I suppose looking at your results is very important, because as a lot of people may be unaware, fat loss is never linear, so it never goes straight down. So obviously if you do have a minute where you come up a little bit, you can still see that you've overall, from where you start to progress, and I suppose that makes a massive difference to our clients.
Well, I mean, you've seen the graphs, right? We've had some massive transformations. Just recently you've just seen them gone up 50 pounds, 40 pounds, really large amounts of body fat lost. But when you look at that graph, and we obviously get to see them all, they don't just go down a straight line. They go down a little bit, maybe they go up a little bit, down a little bit, up a little bit. And it's very interesting to see the way it progresses. So it's very important that you're always looking back to where you've actually started from. Because as human beings, we're very good at focusing on the negatives, not focusing on the amount of progress we've actually made. So by the whole point, or one of the main points of the progress tracker, obviously is to make sure that you're making progress, and if anything's stalled, is to tell you exactly what you need to do to continue that progress. But another part of it, which is very important, is to constantly remind you about the progress that you have made,
which is awesome. Going back to the in-body analysis machine, because I know a lot of people that I've spoken to when they come in for consultations have had their body fat percentage checked before. Has the DVCC ever used anything else but the in-body machine, or has it always been the in-body machine?
We've iterated through quite a few different things. Caliper testing is a measure we've used, which is very effective as long as the person doing it is very good at it and they've done more than, I think they say, 10,000 measures or a very large number, which is very hard to actually get to. So it's not, and actually they don't actually rate or doesn't show the amount of body fat on the lower body when you do it, even if you do 12 points on the body on a caliper test. But we also use measurements, which again are very, they can be individualized and made, they can be hard to be accurate. So, and it was obviously a big question to, what, do we invest £5,000 in one of these, this body analysis machine? And I'm very glad we did, because there's one in each center, and it literally allows us to see the progress a client's making. Because what a lot of people don't realize, this is particularly true for women, but when they start exercising, particularly if they're using resistance training, which they've not done, they might have done a lot of aerobic type work, or they might not have exercised at all, and then they start eating a little bit more protein, a little bit less sugar, and they tend to, you know, become a little bit healthier. What happens is your body suddenly builds a little bit of muscle tone. And so on a normal set of scales, you might not see any change, or you might actually see a little jump in your total weight. What body fat analysis machine allows us to do is to see the amount of body fat lost. And that's very, very important. It's a very accurate machine, and that's why it costs so much. But it literally allows us to see the amount of body fat lost, which is the key number. So what happens when someone first starts on the Real You transformation process at the DVCC is that they tend to, their body fat will drop, their total weight might not, because their muscle tone increases, and also they tend to be better hydrated, and their total weight might not drop the same. In the end, that catches up, but it's very important. And actually, it was the reason we invested in the body analysis machine in the first place. This is quite a few years ago now, was because I always tell the same story, but a lady, she was just about to have what was then measurements and putting onto a normal set of scales, and she was saying how well she was feeling. She was feeling really good, she was getting stronger, her clothes were fitting so much better. She just felt really awesome. She was really positive. And then she got onto the scales, and the scales had stayed the same, and there was a massive dramatic change in how she felt because of what that scale said, because she was judging herself as a number on a set of scales, which obviously is probably not the best way to do, but we're very well trained by all the media and all the magazines we see to try and judge ourselves on, as if we're walking around with a number on our forehead, which obviously we're not. So it really set her back. She felt really depressed about it, thought that everything wasn't working, despite the fact that 5 minutes earlier she'd been telling everyone how good she was feeling, her clothes, she'd dropped to dress size already. And so she actually ended up kind of regressing and not making a transformation in the end because of that number on the scale. So that was when I first started really looking into a way of allowing clients to see in a digital format exactly how much body fat they've lost and muscle tone they've had. And there's a lot of alternative methods to this that you can get some scales that you stand on that are supposed to show your body fat. There's a reason they all cost very little, because they're not accurate at all. So the Omron ones you hold, really inaccurate. Most of, well, in fact, all of those, otherwise we'd get them because they're a lot cheaper.
And boots, can't you?
Yeah, are very inaccurate, so they're not worth using. So there's a big reason we actually invest in the body analysis machine. And as far as I'm aware, I know there's a few people in the country that have got them as well since we got them, but in the whole area, we certainly are the ones that have the most of them anyway.
Yeah,
for sure.
Then they definitely break down a lot of information. It's interesting about what you say about people when they first start exercising, they're putting on a little bit of muscle tone and their weight not changing. I find myself saying to our clients quite often that we don't really focus on weight very much, because it's not a true representation of health. It's just almost a number. In terms of with the in-body analysis machine, it also has software which breaks down segmental fat and where people store the segmental fat. Is that something that was appealing to you when you bought the software and the system as well?
Well, because, I mean, we talked about calipers already, but they actually don't show the amount of visceral fat, so the fat that surrounds your organs, which is actually the most dangerous type of fat, mm-hmm. whereas the body analysis machine, does show the exact amount of overall body fat you have. So not subcutaneous only. Subcutaneous means just below the skin, basically at the surface. It shows you your true level of body fat in your body. So, and body fat, and I've been desperately trying to find, but there are studies just coming out now showing the amount of body fat lost or the amount of body fat you have being related very, very strongly to longevity. So how long you're going to live healthily. So the leaner you are, the lower your body fat, the longer, the less chance you have of disease, diabetes, all those different sorts of things, even cancers, because they've related those now. And by using this body analysis machine, we're actually able to see the true body fat that someone has. And the best thing is, a lot of people get a little bit intimidated with using one for the first time, but I always say, and this is very true, that before you step on it, you're the same body fat as when you step on it. So all the body analysis machine does is give you a reference point to then improve. If you don't know what it is, you can't improve it. Mm-hmm. And that's very true, which is why we put a lot of metrics and numbers around the whole process, so that you can see what's working and then you can improve it. And the body, the Focus Habits software allows us to actually be very, very accurate about what needs to happen to improve that.
And what I mean with the Focus Habit software, what I found is before the Focus Habit software, I was giving people a lot of information, and when looking back on it now, it's probably too much information. You know, asking them to drink 2 to 3 litres of water a day, reduce the amount of refined carbohydrates they're eating, whereas the Focus Habit software now just asks them to focus on one particular thing.
So. Well, the great thing about that is that there's a few things that make a biggest difference. So rather than what a lot of people try and do is they focus on everything, there's a couple of kind of what we call lead dominoes, things that start a cascade of other positive actions. So the Focus Habit software is deliberately calibrated, or what's the word, where they've worked out a way to, or I've given the information, but they're able to actually make it so that the right thing is done at the right time. So rather than trying to focus on everything, it's giving that lead domino, that thing that makes the biggest impact on all the others.
Okay, that's awesome, and it's something that I know a lot of clients at the DVCC have and still are benefiting from. So just to recap, Stephen, if you could go through the benefits of the progress tracker again for me.
Well, the progress tracker is really that ideal way to see exactly how your progress is. We can use the body analysis machine to accurately show where you're at, and then the Focus Habit software allows us to actually see if there's any changes, if there needs to be any changes, or if there needs to be any changes, then the Focus Habit software tells us exactly what needs to be done.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time today, Stephen. And if you've been listening to our podcast today, I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Nath.
Thanks for your time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.